UK. Since we were with you last night, the White House has upped the ante over the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. In short, no cooperation. Reporting live, LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks.
Eddie, I don't know what this sweatshirt stuff is all about. I'm in a suit and tie here because there is lots happening here today. Let's start with impeachment and President Trump's brazen move last night, essentially to declare war on the Democrats and their investigation. In an 8-page letter that reads more like a political polemic than a legal brief, the White House legal counsel tells the Democrats their investigation is unconstitutional. The letter argues that impeachment will deprive the American people of the president they have freely chosen. And supporting that opinion, one of Donald Trump's legal advisers was even more concise.
What you're seeing is regicide.
Yes, regicide, as in the overthrow and murder of a monarch. In a country that has always prided itself on not having a king or queen, attorney Joe DeGeneva shared that Trump-approved view of events with Fox News.
This is regicide, by another name, fake impeachment. The Democrats in the House want to destroy the president. They don't want to preserve the republic. There's nothing honorable about what is happening. This is a despicable abuse of constitutional power.
Not all Republicans see it that way. John Kasich is the former governor of Ohio, who says it's President Trump's demand, first of Ukraine, then of China, for dirt on Joe Biden, that is, in fact, the original affront to the laws of the land.
Trump started all this with this outrageous call, this terrible call. And think about this for a second. We know for sure that he was pressuring the leader of another nation, in fact, one that was weak and beleaguered, to start an investigation. We know that.
So what's it like out there for those Republican senators who may eventually hold the future of the Trump presidency in their hands, but who are now spending 2 weeks at home trying to defend the president? Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa found out when she held a town hall meeting for constituents, and one of them gave her an absolute earful.
All of our allies, he's pushing aside. He's making fun of them on Twitter. He calls
well,
them
and ma'am, I can't speak for him. I'll just say that I can't speak for him.
I know you can't speak for him, but you can speak for yourself.
And I do. And I have said this time and time again. North Korea, not our friend. Russia, not our friend. I have made that very, very clear, and the president knows where I stand on those issues.
Whistleblowers.
And I've already said that, too. Whistleblowers should be protected. We have laws in place. Again, laws need to be enforced.
There will soon be another issue for her constituents to raise, the president's betrayal of the Kurdish militias who fought and died alongside U.S. forces in Syria. Within the last few hours after Donald Trump gave him the green light, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan began an assault on the Kurds, loyal allies of the U.S. in Syria, whom President Trump dismissed earlier in the week as natural enemies of Turkey.
I fully understand both sides of it. But I campaigned on the fact that I was going to bring our soldiers home.
That was President Trump on Monday, reacting to the anger of Senate Republicans who believe that he's committing one of the greatest betrayals in modern military history. Amid that fury, he also made this extraordinary claim.
The UK was very thrilled at this decision. As you know, they're over there. They have soldiers over there also, and others. But many people agree with it very strongly.
But the British government is not, in fact, very thrilled about the president's decision. That claim appears to have been completely invented. There's one other development worthy of note here today, and it involves that war horse of elections past, Senator Bernie Sanders.
I, in the last month or two, just was more fatigued than I usually have been.
Speaking for the first time since his heart attack and emergency surgery last week, the 78-year-old left-wing firebrand told reporters he'll be scaling back the relentless pace of his campaign.
Look, we were doing, you know, in some cases, five or six meetings a day, you know, three or four rallies and town meetings, and meeting with groups of people. I don't think I'm going to do that. I think we're going to change the nature of the campaign a bit. make sure that I have the strength to do what I have to do.
That decision came just hours after polls showed another left-winger, Senator Elizabeth Warren, for the first time overtook both Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden as the front-runner in the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. It is still early days, but she is suddenly the candidate to watch. And that means, Eddie, that she's back on Donald Trump's radar screen. She needs then to buckle up for whatever lies ahead.
Simon Marks reporting.